You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday, not just Taco Tuesday, but Super Tuesday.
It is Super Tuesday.
Please vote. If you live in a state where you have a primary today, if you haven't voted already, got to get to that today, but that's on my list of things to do right here.
Right there.
Vote.
Vote, vote, vote.
All right, random facts for today. The kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was never in a movie before and never in a movie again. He became a veterinarian in New York. His name was Peter Ostrom. He was Charlie. And he was such a cute kid, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least he wasn't like the blueberry girl or the Oompa Loompa.
You had to go there.
When Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in 1962, he made 28 free throws.
Chapers.
And it was during a period in his career when he was shooting them underhanded granny style. I'm trying to remember.
You need to go back and look at
that. I'm trying
to
think if I remember that. Yeah. Hmm.
Whatever works.
And it worked for him. 100 points, one game. There are only a few countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21, including the U.S. Most common legal drinking age, 18.
18. Yeah. I remember when I was 18 when I was growing up.
Yeah, you got to drink at 18. And then No?
No, they changed it to 21.
Well, okay. Before, but it used to be 18. Before you turned 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Not that that stopped me.
You've made up for it since. Okay. It's time for today's Who Cares News. What's happening?
Michael Jackson's youngest kid decided to buy himself an 18th birthday present.
What's that? Did he buy a car? Get?
No.
Did he buy a hooker? Did he buy drugs? What did he buy?
A multi-million-dollar monster mansion in Calabasas.
Oh, really?
Calabasas has overtaken Beverly Hills as the richest city.
It kind of has. Thanks a lot to Ryan Seacrest and the Kardashians. Jerks. Anyway.
Well, it's the most expensive place.
Yeah.
It beat out Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
All right. So it's in the same neighborhood as Dr. Dre. Yeah, he purchased a home in a gated community, of course, because you got to have a gated community.
Well,
yeah,
he's a celeb, kind of.
To keep out the other rich people in the other gated community.
Right.
It's near where his grandmother lives. Maybe it's the lesser rich people. You got to keep them out of your neighborhood.
She moved to Calabasas. See, I mean, it's been like 11 years since Michael died.
Yes.
And they lived in Sherman Oaks. Or Encino. They lived in Encino. The family home, the compound.
The compound.
Was there in Encino, right off Ventura Boulevard. But you know what? It wasn't in a gated community. So she's moved on up.
Oh, sure.
She took
why not?
Her conservatorship money and moved into
if
a
gated
community in Calabasas.
You got money, buy a gate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you can do.
Now, why? So Tom Cruise can hop over it?
Sure.
Crash your party.
Yeah,
I remember that one. All right.
Well, the new house.
Yeah.
It only cost him $2.6 million.
That's nothing.
It really isn't.
In Southern California, it must be tiny. Because being in Calabasas, I mean, the average home in Southern California sells for just under $1 million.
Oh, well, it looks
so
like he got a deal.
$2.6 million. What's $2.6 million?
He got a deal.
Nothing.
The new house comes with 6 bedrooms.
Okay.
7.5 bathrooms.
Yeah, you got to have more bathrooms than you have bedrooms.
Yes,
you
do.
That's really the
rich people don't
by how
bathrooms.
We measure rich people. They have more bathrooms than bedrooms.
And every bedroom's got to have a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
But you also got to have a bathroom in your pool house.
Right.
It's a mere 6,400 square feet.
That's not horribly huge either. I'm not sure that's mansion.
It's a starter
it's
home.
Four times the size of my house.
He's 18. It's bigger than mine. Cracker boxes are bigger.
I just did that math in my head. I'm pretty proud of myself. That's pretty accurate, too.
For an 18-year-old, it's a starter home.
Oh, my God.
Because it only has a 3-car garage.
How does it? I mean, does he work? What's the deal with this? I mean, we never hear about this kid.
He tries to stay out of the limelight.
Yeah. Well, I think they all. Paris has not been able to, but yeah, we haven't heard from her in a while.
She's a model, too.
We haven't heard about her in a while. Anyway, Blanket, the youngest.
All right, so with 3 fireplaces.
Okay.
The master bedroom, also the master, not three fireplaces in the master bedroom. Wow. Although maybe there is.
Pretty kinky.
Master bedroom comes loaded with, well, okay, here you go. We're on kink.
Okay.
Here you go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Master bedroom comes loaded with double spa style baths.
Okay.
What do you need two for?
Well, you know.
Talk about a party. A steam shower and a soaking tub. So you've got two spa-style baths.
How big is the steam shower?
A soaking tub. Yeah. And I bet you it's a bitchin' steam shower.
With lots of heads.
Oh, you know, it.
Jets coming out of everywhere.
If it doesn't have it, it will soon.
I didn't know that wall had that many water holes. My God.
That's what, never mind. All right, so how does an 18-year-old afford a house like this?
Well, Blanket Jackson, that helps.
Michael's children are the beneficiaries of his estate.
Yep.
We knew that.
Yep.
The Michael Jackson business raked in
over
$1.5 billion in the last 10 years.
Isn't that crazy? Michael Jackson worth more dead than alive. Just like Elvis.
Just like Elvis.
Just like all those celebrities that have died. Oh, my God.
Did you know they have a YouTube channel and
Who?
Show? The Jackson Kids.
No, I didn't know that.
You do now.
I do
You're
now.
Welcome.
What a life.
Justin Bieber is on Ellen today.
Aye, aye, aye.
And he plays, so he's been making the rounds.
Well, he has an album out.
That's why.
It's a Yummy album or whatever.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Yeah, Yummy. Yummy.
I still like the Yummy food truck one. That was good with James Corden.
He was on Corden, and now he's on Ellen, and God knows where it'll be next
week. Well, he plays her game Burning Questions with her.
Which make really good YouTubes later.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. I like that.
Well, we never watched the show.
Well, who's got time? You watch the clips. Right.
I gotta work. All right, so the Biebs reveals his pet name wife, Haley Baldwin Bieber, calls him.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And it's... Ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, wait for it.
I'm ready.
Goo goo.
Goo goo?
Goo goo.
Goo, like baby goo goo gaga?
We don't know if it's a reference to his baby face looks, the way he acts around her, or something else that's probably entirely gross. Don't
Ew,
know.
Don't go there.
Don't know.
Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay. Goo goo. I think I would slap my wife for calling me goo goo.
Would you?
He might slap her. I don't know. I hope not.
Oh, good grief.
I mean,
send your cards
might.
And letters, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You know who would slap him? Halle Berry.
You know who'd slap you?
Halle Berry.
Yeah, and you'd like it, too.
Yeah.
Baby. Yeah.
All right, we've run out of time.
Probably a good thing.
It's always a good thing.
Because this is going nowhere good.
All right. Have a good day. See you tomorrow, man.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.